Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, family. Welcome to Vision for Change. I'm your host, John Stevenson. Hello to my Periscope family and everybody out here in the D.C. area that's listening to us. Today's call-in number is 240-638-5430. It is 240-638-5430. And we have a wonderful show for you today. I have my man of God, Pastor Dwayne Brewington, in the house. Pastor Brew, tell him hello.
Hello, everybody. Hey, man. It's good to be here today.
Amen. So we're going to talk about fatherhood, and we're going to talk about spiritual fatherhood. We're going to just kind of kick it today. Amen. But before we get started, and before we set the atmosphere as I normally do, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you an opportunity to be born again. Listen, I don't care what state you're in. Nothing's too bad that God can't fix it. So if you're in this place right now, and I say this every week, I know we're on a gospel radio station, but I never assume that there's somebody out there that doesn't know Christ. And so God just wants to turn your life around. And I generally tell you this, say, Lord, here's my life. Take it. Do something with it. He's faithful and just to forgive you of any unrighteousness. So Romans 10:9 tells us if we confess with our mouth our sins and ask him to forgive you of your sins, he will come and live on the inside of you. And again, if you've been in a place where I'm born again, man of God, I know Christ is my Savior. I love the Lord. But I've not been living right. Listen, he is faithful and just to forgive you of any unrighteousness. You just repent. Just means change your mind, turn it over to him. There's nothing you could have done that he'll say, I don't want you anymore. So he loves you. Just give him your life. Go by our website, www.jsmonline.org. Follow us on Facebook, John Stevenson Ministries, Vision for Change Radio Broadcast. We're on Periscope, John Stevenson, and the number one. We're all over social media. We would love to get your likes. Give us a call. Email us. Let us know how the show is being a blessing to you. Amen. All right. Well, last week, we began to talk about fatherhood. And one of the things that I was ministering to you and just letting you know that, listen, no matter where you are, your life doesn't have to remain the same. It doesn't matter what's gone on through the generations. God is not holding a curse on you. And you can, your life can change. It's just a matter of renewing your mind. And we read a scripture in Ezekiel chapter 18 that talks about that, listen, don't say that something happened in my past is the thing that's causing things to happen for me today. If it is, it's nothing spiritual because Jesus has redeemed you from the curse. So there is no curse in your life anymore. Amen. So we're going to get into talking some things about fatherhood. I want to encourage the fathers out there. As I stated to you last week, you know, I've gone to many men's conferences and I've listened to audio teachings with men and for men, directed to men. And we're always told what we need to do. Listen, I want to let you know you can do better, but I don't want to beat you up. I want you to know that you can win, and winning is on the inside of you. Amen. Well, I've got something special I want to give away to all of our listeners today. Universal Soul Circus is kicking off its D.C. tour. And so National Harbor 4th of July weekend is when they're going to come here. And we want you to enjoy an offer of a lifetime with seats to any show with $17.50 normally. And you can get tickets for any Wednesday night show, Thursday night show, Friday night show, or the weekend. It's a Universal Soul Circus show. It is June 29th. Through July 31st. And they want me to let you know the offers won't last, so you want to get your tickets now. But I want you to be my special guest, and I got a special giveaway. I'm giving away today a family four-pack, and we want you to bring your family, come enjoy, be my special guest, the John Stevenson Vision for Change special guest for that night. So I'll take my fifth caller, 240-638-5430. That is 240-638-5430. 5430. I want to give you away this four pack. I want to give you away a book, and I want to give you away the CD series by Pastor Brewington. Give me the fifth caller right now. Right now, we're going to go to Kiara Sheard, Second Wind. Praise the Lord. That's Kiera Sheard, second wind. Amen. All right, we have a winner. Come on, Booty, going live, man. Who we got on there? Let me introduce you all to our engineer here. We call him Buddha here. So Buddha, talk to me, man. Who we got? Who was our winner today?
Well, for the record, Buddha means the enlightened one. Okay, so it's not like I'm a false god in here or something like that. But our winner is Letitia Atto of Riverdale, Maryland. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Letitia. Thank you for listening to Vision for Change. We love you so very much, my sister. Hello, you there? Oh. Okay, but we playing something else? We good? That was good. All right, Letitia, thank you so much. I'm sure he told you how to, engineer told you how to get a hold of the tickets in the pack we have here. We've got a book, we've got a CD series by Pastor Dwayne Brewington, and we've got these tickets. It'll be right here at Radio One. Thank you so much for the love. Amen. Well, today I have my spiritual dad in the house, and he is going to help us just talk to everybody, especially pastors out there. And he's been on the show before, and I can't tell you how much everything I know about, due to my mama and the Holy Spirit, this man has taught me just about everything I know about God and life and everything else. And so I'll let him talk a little bit about himself. You all know me. I don't go into long bios because I think the guests can talk more about themselves than I can talk about them. Welcome to the Vision for Change show, Pastor Dwayne Brewington.
Hey, man, it's good to be here. Hey, yeah, man, good to be with you again here on the radio.
Yeah, he got the radio voice telling everybody, you know. It's good. Pastor Brew, man, and even though he's my spiritual dad, I have high respect for my man of God, but we like to laugh and have a good time, so we're going to do that today. We're going to hopefully help you with some things in a little bit of time that we have. Pastor Brew, just refresh everybody about who you are, a little bit about yourself. Let them know who we got talking to them today.
My name, of course, is Dwayne Brewington. I'm pastor of Victor Christian Church International out in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I'm a single father. I'm a widower. And, man, you know, just love God, love what I do, and, you know, love being saved, born again, nothing like knowing and having that eternal security with God. And that pretty much sums me up right now.
Amen. Well, Pastor Brew, just for those who don't know, tell them a little bit of how you got involved in ministry. And, you know, I mean, every pastor says they're called of God, but, you know, give a little brief synopsis of how that happened.
Well, years ago, my wife and I were I guess, seeking God and looking for God's will and plan for our lives. And we got involved years ago in ministry, helping, teaching, doing those kind of things. And through that, we kind of felt led, and God led us, we believe, to have started a church out there in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And, wow, that was, I had hair and everything then years ago. And, you know, we've been in ministry out there ever since. And God's blessed it. And, you know, we thank God for what he's doing through us out there in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Amen. Well, Pastor, you mentioned that you are a single dad. Amen. And so I want you to talk a little bit about fatherhood. I know I make jokes, and you've heard me say this a lot of times, because I didn't have my dad grow up in my house. So to make light of my life, you know, because I didn't have a dad, the devil can trick you into believing that you're missing something. If I mess up in bowling, I'll say, well, it was cold outside. The lanes were too oily. Nobody, all y'all watching me, and then I'll say, I ain't had no daddy, you know, just to make jokes about it, you know, because it's easy for me a little bit, but yeah, I miss having a father. So you were blessed to have two dads, but then now you are a single dad. Go on and give me your definition of what you believe fatherhood is, and just how you relate to your son, Alexander.
Well, my son, Alexander, this year he'll be a junior at St. John's in New York, and I guess the stages, I guess, of fatherhood for me, I think is what's interesting. Of course, I think when children are younger, you're molding them. You're pointing them toward what you believe they should do, the rights, the wrong, putting parameters on their lives because they are not able to do it. But as he's grown, like now, really for him, I'm a consultant. You know, mm-hmm. Preferably at this point, I don't need to so much emphasize what's right and wrong because I've done that most of his life. You know, we brought him up in church, and now I have to kind of trust God that God is going to reinforce and remind him through the Holy Ghost of the things that we taught him. So now, I tell them all the time, we're not buddies, close buddies yet, but we're friends. I'm there still as his father, and I make sure from time to time he understands I'm the bill payer here. I'm your father. But a lot of times now, I guess consulting is a better way to say it. I'm there to input to him what I believe maybe he should or shouldn't do. But ultimately, at this point, decisions are going to be made by him. And my prayer is, of course, that the things we inputted when he was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on up are things that he's going to rely on now. And I trust God. I mean, the listeners, all of us did our own thing, so to speak. We made our own decisions. And God kind of delivers and moves us and gets us to the place where, you know, we're productive in life and productive for him. And I'm trusting God that the same thing will happen with him also.
Mm. Now, as growing up, Pastor, you know, as I say, you had your stepdad, which became your real dad, you had your real dad. Are some things that you saw in both those that you can transfer to Al and some things that you can get rid of? I know you've said sometimes in the pulpit, you know, even a broke clock is right twice a day, you know. So some things that we can take and some things we can say, no, we're not going to use this to raise Al.
Yeah, my mother and my father divorced when I was about 6, and both of them remarried in a small town in North Carolina where there was about 7,000 people, and we lived about a mile apart, both set of families, so I got to interact with both of them. And I think what I did was I tried to take the positives from both of them. My stepfather was a army man. He had been in the armed services. He was very a person that was very stick-to-itiveness, and I pull that from him. My real father, he had his issues, but he was my real father, and he taught me some just natural things. And I think, you know, I don't consider myself a victim. Mm-hmm. What I tried to do was take the positives from that situation, because, you know, that term dysfunctional, pretty much almost everybody, something's dysfunctional.
Yes,
man.
Amen.
So I just took the best I could from everyone, and I kind of inputted that into myself and took those things and inputted into my son, because I pray that at each generation we increase and do better. Mm. So I hope he pulls the best from me, and then when he has children, he pulls some of the best from me, amen, and raises his kids in a way that'll be pleasing, amen, for society and for God.
Mm. Amen. And I, as I said earlier, I felt like I had something missing in my life until I was able. And actually, I found that there were certain women that gave me some things that helped me mature and be a man. Before we aired live, my mama, you know, bless her heart, she taught me how to fight, taught me how to do several things. So the things that you think you might be missing, God knows how to make those things up.
Amen.
And fill in the gaps. Amen. Well, Pastor, one of the major topics we want to talk about today is this area of spiritual fatherhood. What is a spiritual father? I have, in my years, seen people, what I perceive to have a right relationship with what the Bible calls having a spiritual father. We know Paul talked about he was a spiritual father, Timothy and Titus. But then I've seen people abuse that. And so let's talk about, shed some light on it, because I know we have some pastors out there. We have some pastors that are looking for spiritual fathers. They may or may not have the right relationship with their spiritual dads. Let's start off with just, you can give your testimony, just let's go for it and just talk about that area of ministry, because I think it's very key to growth.
Well, I think a spiritual father, and I'm going to come at it, of course, I have a unique position, I think, in that I have a spiritual father as a pastor, and of course, as a pastor, I'm other people's spiritual father. I think you can look at it one of two ways. In a sense, if you know, the person that sowed the spiritual seed for your life could be your spiritual father. That person that you sat under, they got you born again. You know, they started the process of raising you up. That person could be your spiritual father. Now I'm called into the ministry, and God has put me in a certain lane or vein, and the person that got me born again kind of runs in a different lane. And so my spiritual father is not the person that got me, so to speak, born again, but he's the person that kind of raised me up in the things that I'm called to do. I think if you go to a church and you sit under a pastor, that pastor in essence is your spiritual father, and you want to make sure you have the right relationship with him. But there could be things you're called to do, things that God has set aside for you to do, and there might be other people that are raised up to kind of lead you in those things. So I think it could either be that person that sows the seed that gets you born again, or it could be, and I'll relate it again, your pastor. I think if you've got a pastor, your pastor is and should be thought of that way, your spiritual father. But there could be other things you're called to do, other things God has for you to do, and people are raised up to raise you up, so to speak, in those areas, and that could be a spiritual father. At any rate, whichever way you see it, that person and those persons deserve respect, and you do have to relate to them correctly.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say relate, let's talk about that, because some folks feel, well, I got a spiritual daddy, and he owes me child support. He owes me a spiritual child support. Did I make up something new here? Yeah, so we need chairs in our church, and I got a building fund, and my spiritual dad needs to give me some money for my building fund. And how do you relate to your spiritual father? Is it, you know, what's the connection that, how do I receive from him? What am I supposed to give to him? What's my best position where that's concerned?
Well, I think whoever called you, and preferably it was God, they're responsible. You know, we say this, nobody goes to war at their own expense. And so if you're sent by God, then in the call that God has for you, your provision is going to be available. Mm-hmm. Now, whether you know how to tap into it is one thing, but it is available. Now, if a ministry, in other words, if I sent you somewhere to do ministry for me, mm-hmm. well, then, yeah, I should offer support there. I shouldn't send you somewhere on my behalf, but then you got to take care of yourself. But if God called you, God sent you somewhere, then I think your spiritual father is there for support, there for advice, there to lean on for counseling, those kind of things, prayer, those kind of things, but not necessarily to financially undergird and underwrite your ministry that you said God called you to do. I think we all have to learn how to trust and depend on God. If your spiritual father wants to bless your life, wants to take care, you know, of things financially, fine. But you can't go out depending on that if he didn't send you out there. And a lot of people do that. Well, I need. Well, God supplies your needs, you know, not your spiritual father.
Amen. And we've used this term, those who are called, who are sent, and then those who are went. Now, as a spiritual father, what's your take when somebody has a call on their life? What's your take on what should happen in that position? Because I've seen people just up and leave. Well, I'm called. He ought to know it. You know, what should happen in that situation, especially because we know we need to honor those that God put in our lives. But I know I've seen people, you've seen people too, they go and they take off and things don't happen. And, you know.
Generally, for me, when somebody says, listen, God told me to do something, unless it's something, as they begin to explain it, I see it just doesn't line up with a word, or if God speaks in my spirit and says, tell them no, don't do it, I generally don't say anything as far as you shouldn't do this. If God says something to me, I will, or if I, you know, again, if it doesn't line up with the word, I will. Because it's hard to convince somebody of something if their mind is made up. I think, and I stick with this, everything needs to be done in decency and in order. So if my spiritual parents are Apostles Tony and Cynthia Brazelton, if they said to me, if I wanted to do something, and I've been under them all this time, you know, trusting them, believing them, and they said, well, Brew, I just don't think it's the time now, I wouldn't do it then, because I'd have that level of respect for them. I do understand people say, wait a minute, I heard from God. All right, God told me this, God told me that. I'm going to do what God told me to do. I just believe that there should be a lining up of things. If you've trusted in this person for this length of time, then yes, I got to hear from God. But I would also want to hear from them if they've had the care of my life, you know, for a long period of time. I'd want to hear from them, and I'd want to hear what they have to say. Ultimately, yes, we're all responsible to God. Amen. But I believe if they're men and women of God, they'll hear from God, and it'll line up, and there'll be a perfect timing for us to go do whatever we feel like God's called us to do. So I wouldn't want you to, well, what are you saying? I can't go do what God... No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that all of that should, I believe, line up. And if it all lines up, I think you can go and then go in confidence that truly God has spoken to you. You can go, you know, fulfill whatever God's will is for your life.
Amen. Pastor Rita, how did you know? Because you mentioned Apostles Tony and Cynthia Brazelton. Let the audience know how you knew when they were your spiritual parents. Because you all started off as friends, and then God revealed it to you. And I think that we have people out there listening, I'm looking for a spiritual parent, and can we just go pick them? Well, I like Bishop Jakes. You're my daddy. There's Creflo Dollar. You're my daddy. How do we know?
Well, I think, as with almost everything, it's like the closet answer. You really do need to hear from God. I didn't understand the principle when I first got in the ministry of a spiritual parenthood. I didn't really know anything about it. And so, yeah, I was looking for somebody famous to line myself up with, thinking that would be the best thing to do. But it never would work out. And God put me in places where I'd be around famous people, but never, ever got a click in my spirit. That was the one. And again, seeking God and hearing from God and getting that peace in your spirit, I realized that, so to speak, it was up under my nose all the time, and I just wasn't paying attention to what God had made available. And once I did and realized these are my spiritual parents, then life, then ministry began to line up and click. So I think the best thing is not to pick, don't decide, but discover. And let God be the one that kind of leads you and guides you. Ask him to lead you and guide you to your spiritual parents. And I believe he will put you in places, you'll intersect with the right people where you'll know and they'll know. Because it's not just you knowing, they also need to know that, you know, you're their child and this is the will of God for them. And once that happens, I think that's when things will go, you know, like we all look and want them to go.
And I've seen that. I've seen, even in our ministry, I've seen just the connection. And we can talk about the honor and the man of God and how that is supposed to be done. I've seen the connection. I've seen the growth. I've seen the wisdom. I've seen Pastor Bruce just say, Pastor Tony said this. Here's what we're going to do. And it's not that Pastor Tony runs the church, but it's the honor and respect that you give him, that if he speaks into your life, it's received. And I've seen the anointing transfer all the way down from his words to you, to me, to others in our ministry.
Amen.
Because that's how it's supposed to happen.
Amen.
Now, as far as sowing into your man of God, let's talk about that, because I know folks, well, he's got more than me. How come? What's the deal? What's the connection here? Because I believe that we're supposed to sow up, but you talk to us about that.
It's interesting you said that. That's how I felt. God began to deal with me about sowing into my man of God's life. And I remember thinking, God, come on. He's got more than I've got. Well, you need to talk to him, have him sow to me. You know, I'm the one that needs here. You know, the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that all the sons inherit. And so I think one of the things that we see in the body of Christ, there's a level of fear when it comes to giving money, because, of course, money is important in this world. And then there's a level of jealousy sometimes, because when you see somebody that's blessed, and then, you know, you feel like, or, you know, in church sometimes at anniversaries, birthdays, Father's Day, those kind of things, offerings being taken up for somebody that you see already has something, it kind of makes you feel like, okay, what about me? But I believe that connection, because the Bible says that the less is blessed or empowered by the greater. Mm-hmm. So I believe that if you'll take what you have and sow into your man or woman of God's spiritual father's life, then the anointing, the grace they walk under can come on you. And you say, well, Pat, they need stuff in ministry I don't need. But you might need a truck in your business. You might not need a television equipment or things that they need. But if I sow in their life, all right, the grace on their life can come on my life, and the things that I need, that same grace and anointing can work in my world, and as they've been raised up, I can be raised up in what I'm called to do. So I do understand that trepidation, but I think we do need to, it's something that everybody needs to do. Amen. There's a grace there that you can tap into and bless your life.
And I am definitely a witness to that happening for me. Amen. I've seen the anointing and the grace happen in my life just being here. And how this happened, I know that's because of the connection and sowing into my man of God's life. Amen. Well, Pastor, we're running out of time. We've got something going on at our church this weekend for Father's Day weekend at Victory Christian Church International. I want you to go ahead and talk to us real briefly in the short amount of time we have left, just what's going on. We want the listeners to just come and join us.
Amen. Yeah, all the men out there. Men, we'd love to have you this weekend. We're having a men's conference at our church Friday night and Saturday morning. I think it's going to run probably Saturday through about 1 or 2 o'clock. We're going to have Pastor Tyrone Marshall from VCMIDC. He's going to be our special guest that Saturday. Come out. We're going to have workshops and stuff. It's going to bless your life. Amen. We have it every year, and it's going to be a great blessing to you. So all the men out there that are listening, man, check our website, www.vcci.org. You can get information. We love to have you at our men's conference this weekend.
Amen. We're going to have a wonderful time. Pastor Bruce, I know we're short of time, but we're out of time. So I want to thank you so very much for being on the show today and talking about this. And again, if you all want to get more information, you want to invite Pastor Brunton to come to the church. He's a great workshop teacher, great man of God, VCCI.org. Our church, Victory Christian Church International, 7-7 Metropolitan Court in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Amen. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The Bible tells us in Romans 11:29, for the gift and calling of God are without repentance. God has given each of us a special gift or vision, something unique, special, and powerful. And we want to help you gain some clarity of your gift or vision to change any area of your life so you can better serve your family, church, community, and the world. God has called John Stevenson Ministries and the Vision for Change broadcast to reach out to the world using every available voice, and that includes your own. When you become a part of the Love, Give, Serve, or LGS Nation with John Stevenson Ministries and Vision for Change, we team up together to help you gain some clarity in what God has called you to serve, whether that is to your family, church, job, or community. We cover all of our partners in prayer daily. We ask you to pray and follow your heart in what to give financially to assist us in our outreach efforts. Any financial gift you commit to sow into the ministry is tax deductible. John Stevenson Ministries Vision for Change broadcast fully believes that your tithes belong to your local church. Your donations to the ministry are received as offerings to support the vision and outreach of ministering the message of love and servanthood to the world. To become a partner or to acquire more information, log on to our website at www.jsmonline.org or call 877-268-8998 or send us an email to partnership@jsmonline.org. Please remember, as you love, give, and serve, all things are possible if you can just believe.
Praise the Lord. Listen, we're about to close our show. I want to let you know that all things are possible if you can just believe. I want to thank Pastor Brunton again. And he says something very key. The less is blessed by the greater. You are blessed. We'll see you next week. Love you. Bye-bye.